The next patient name is Mr. Luis Rios. The last name is R-I-O-S. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old Hispanic male. That is a fallow in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. He has a history of a living-related transplant that was placed in 1998. In other words, it's a 25-year-old kidney. It has a chronic rejection. The patient comes today for a follow-up of the condition, but before we mention the kidney function results, we have to point out that the patient was taken to the OR on June 29, 2023 by Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, because of the presence of BPH. Vaporization was done. The patient was released from the hospital without any complications. 5 days later, the patient developed anuria. After more than 24 hours that they couldn't pass any water, the patient was taken back to the hospital and a Foley catheter was passed. And he had numerous clots. A Foley catheter was left in place. The patient was discharged home, continued to be oliguric. The patient decided to call Dr. Arciola. He saw him in the hospital, took him to the endoscopy room and emptied the urinary bladder, and a continuous bladder irrigation was placed for 4 days, and after the 4 days, when the urine was clear, the catheter was removed, the patient anticoagulation was stopped. He was taking warfarin, and he has been in fairly stable condition ever since. The major complication is weakness. This patient used to have a hemoglobin of 15, right now it's 11, and he has lost significant amount of body weight. The change was from 156 went down to 150. A laboratory workup was taken in August the 7th. Of 2023. In the CBC, the hemoglobin is 11.5 grams per cent. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 3.4, the BUN is 62, and the estimated GFR is 18. The potassium is 5.4, and the CO2 is 20. The most likely situation is the hyperkalemia is affecting the kidney function. Some degree of renal azotemia is also pending. Is also present. The patient is urinating well. We are going to keep a close follow-up of the condition. The patient was explained about the disease process, period. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, the patient has a kidney transplant, then we are going to order the cyclosporine levels. He's taking 150 milligrams total and continues to take the mycophenolate and the prednisone. Following number, the patient is known for atrial fibrillation. That was the reason for the anticoagulation. At this point, he has an appointment with the cardiologist, Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, on September the 6th. And the most likely situation is that he is a candidate for the Watchman procedure. Following number, BPH, that is followed by Dr. Arciola. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup.